This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com, Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department, whether it's inspections, routine, difficult, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And time to bring in my good friend, the best in the business, Brad Nessler. Brad, great to hear from you.
Steve, how you doing, buddy? I understand you have a football game this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to show up, see how it goes. First of all, it's great to see you a couple of weeks ago, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. Always good to see you, my friend.
Yeah. All right, so you've got, what, Oregon, Michigan this week, and it's going to be, what, back-to-back weeks of seeing Oregon. So in seeing them last week in person, what stuck out to you about them that maybe a video would not show?
Great question, Steve, because I know you and I are the same. We like to see people in person before we make a judgment. You can watch all the film and all the games on TV, but when you go and see a team, meet the players, and then see them real life, I was impressed with their defense. I mean, they're loaded on offense. I think everybody knows that. But, you know, the last 2 weeks, Illinois had a chance to score another time and failed, but still 38-9 probably wasn't even indicative of how well Oregon's defense played. And the week before, they shut out Purdue, and I know that's Purdue, but still 9 points in the last 2 weeks. Their defense is better than I thought they were. So that would be the biggest thing. I think, Dan Lanning's kind of tried to build around what he was used to, be it at Alabama or Georgia or the other places he's been. In that when he got there, he knew he had to build the offensive and defensive lines to kind of, look more Big Ten-ish, look more SEC-ish, if you will, whatever, and he's done that. They've got more depth now on the defensive side of the ball. Got a lot of those guys are transfer portal guys. I think they got... some good ones portal-wise, that's for sure.
Yeah, and one of them is Dylan Gabriel, who they were able to get out of Oklahoma, been at Central Florida before that. When you watch his command of what they do within that offense, what does he mean, not just what he brings physically to the table, but his command of it?
Yeah, great leadership. You know, when he got there, you know, first of all, everybody thinks, okay, he's going to put up the same kind of numbers as Bo Nix. And early in the season, he did. Now he is. Their statistics are very similar at this stage of the season. But, you know, he got there, and after two previous stops, you have to have, I guess, relationships before his leadership. And so I think it took him a little while, not to win over his team necessarily, but just to do that, kind of ingratiate himself to the team, be part of the team, and not worry about being a leader until he started to lead. And now he's got it now. I mean, they're following him. And you can see just his command of the offense is better now than it was first couple weeks of the season. You know, people looked at the Idaho game and said, oh, man, really? And then Boise State, really? And then you look at Boise State and you go, oh, wait a minute, they were pretty good. That was part of the problem. And now, I mean, I didn't think the ball was going to touch the ground last week a couple of times. He went 18 out of 26. He threw an interception. But there was a time where he was just playing catch with his guys. And he's got some guys to get it to, I'll tell you that. I mean, they're four wide receiver deep, they're three tight end deep, and they got two really good running backs. I mean, you look at it and you think of Oregon as flash and dash, and they can do that, but they can pound it on the ground too with Jordan James and Noah Whittington. So they got the whole package, man. I really believe that.
you and I will always fall back on experience, like something that we heard years ago from somebody that sticks with you. When I was talking to Joe Paterno when Penn State made the transition into the Big Ten, he says, Steve, we have to learn, at this point they were playing 8 conference games, 8 new opponents. He said, it's a lot of off-season work. When you've talked to Dan Lanning, I don't know how much Lincoln Riley got into this, when you talked to him, has he talked at all about what it's taken for them to learn 9 new opponents? Well, you know, they have to play Washington, but 8 new opponents.
Yeah, that's part of it. And the other part is, at least Lincoln Riley said this, Lanning didn't, but Lincoln said, we kind of didn't know what we were getting into attrition-wise. It's week to week. You're just blasting Big Ten football. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard every week. And, you know, Lincoln Riley said, let's face it. I mean, when it was Pac-12, we knew we had some gimmies, and, you know, that we knew that there were kind of like breather weeks, and you have to be careful for those, obviously, to not get trapped. But just the physical toll, I think, it takes on everybody, and the fact that if you don't have depth, you're kind of screwed a little bit, you know, if you don't have guys that back up your main people. So, learning new opponents and learning that you have to be 2 and 3 deep at just about every position if you can get it that way, because you're going to get guys hurt and nicked along the way.
Well, then there's Michigan. The quarterback situation, when you look at that, you know, what has it done to just set really almost everything back for them?
Well, I've never done a team 3 times in 1 year, and I've done 3 different quarterbacks, and that's about what I'm getting ready to do on Saturday. Because we had RG first, and then we had Tuttle a couple weeks ago against Illinois, and now we're getting Davis Warren. So, first of all, that's never happened. Second of all, I don't get why the cupboard was, and I don't want to take anything away from any of these kids. They all have their individual talents, and
sure,
you know, they're trying their best, and you know, Tuttle just physically had to retire because he's been around, you know, I mean, he was in college twice as long as I was. So there comes a time where if you can't do it physically and you're 7 years in, you know, and you're 25 years old, maybe it's time to go into coaching, which I think you'll probably do. They all have their talents, but I don't get why, you know, they knew J.J. McCarthy was going to go pro. They knew Harbaugh was going to go to the pros. How they left that cupboard so bare when there's got to be 20 guys in the country that would just salivate over being a quarterback in Michigan. That's the part that wows me. I just don't get it. And, you know, I've asked Coach Moore about it, and they give the same answer. Well, it was, you know, it was late in the cycle when Coach decided to go to the NFL, and, you know, we were dealing with the portal, and we were dealing with recruiting, and you know, we just missed it by a couple weeks. So, I mean, if you thought J.J. McCarthy was going to go pro, don't you have, like, 4 guys waiting in the wings somewhere along the line? I don't know. That's probably not the answer to the question you asked me, but that's the part that blows me away, that I'm going to see a third quarterback in 3 tries for Michigan, you know, this weekend.
Yeah, but I see 3 in the same game. So
you beat me on that one, then.
That's what I was doing when Prabula threw the touchdown pass on Saturday night. I had to start by saying Prabula was the quarterback, because Warren had been the quarterback the previous 2 plays. It's just, you know, you have to keep track of it. It's okay.
How's Gru doing? He's practicing, right?
Everybody saw him out there last night. So, yeah. You know, I think he's trending. How about that? What did you think of Penn State when you saw him?
Well, you know, a lot of good things. And then a lot of things where I said, wow, how'd you give up that many points to that team? But their tight end is insane. I mean, that was so much fun. I don't think I've had that much fun calling different plays from different spots by one guy. It was incredible. I mean, that was, you know, not that they don't have a lot of great skill players on both sides of the ball, but just to watch one guy, I'm surprised he didn't play defense. He did everything else. It was unbelievable.
How have you felt about the quality of play in the Big Ten to this point? Because you've had to do, you know, after all those SEC years, what about the quality of play in this conference to this stage, in your opinion?
I think it's really good. Obviously, like everybody else, I'm shocked what Indiana's doing, and you know, God bless them. I mean, that city and that school could use something like that, and it's really been fun to watch. I wasn't expecting them to be there. I guess I expected Oregon to be what they are. I expected Penn State to be what you guys are. I still think Ohio State is as good as anybody. I don't know how they had an off game last week, and, you know, I don't know how much the loss to Oregon kind of like set them back psychologically, if you will, whatever. But I think they've got more draft choices probably on their team, at least on the defensive side of the ball, than probably anybody in the league. So, you know, I haven't seen everybody yet, but I've seen about half of them, and I'm probably going to see the same half down the stretch the rest of the way.
Right. In fact, you know, because you know, the USC reference, I feel like those four wideouts were in combination the best I'd seen to this point until this week. These three this week are better than those four. That's just my opinion. So
yeah, the freshman is he's insane, and Egbuka is one of the best leaders I think I've ever seen, both at practice, on the field. Just a class kid, and just you know, being around him, you just walk away and you go, wow, wouldn't you like to have about 85 of those guys? You know, but yeah, they're as good as anybody. I think different USC's receivers are different kind of guys, but if I was a quarterback, I think I'd just as soon throw to the Ohio State people.
Do you? You and I both know fans are fans, and you know, and they'll have opinions. And that's fine. That's what makes the game fun. Are you surprised at all at a guy that's lost 9 games total in his collegiate career, Ryan Day, catches as much flack as he does?
Yeah, I mean, being around him, you know, you can see it weighing on him. He said, you know, to us, he goes, you can't take a day off. I mean, it's hard to get the guy to smile because the pressure is incredible. You know, if he wouldn't have lost to the teams he lost to, it probably wouldn't have mattered so much. But you lose to Michigan when you're in Columbus, and, oh, man, I wouldn't want to carry that weight around. And I can tell he's carrying it around, and I think he carries it really well. I mean, he doesn't complain about it. He doesn't throw any of his players under the bus and all that kind of stuff. He takes it, and he takes the swings and keeps on plugging away and says all the right things. And I still think well, this weekend will determine a lot. I'm not going to say anything because you guys got him on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. I had to laugh at this. We don't know who has the game next week. We don't know. But when we were up in the box at USC, students came by. And I said, hey, I said, you talk to him. He knows. You want to know the business? He'll tell you. And the first question he got was, have you ever done a whiteout?
Yeah, that was a good one. I said, I think I've done 5 of them at least. Yeah. And then I went on to say, and I've done some blackouts and some purple outs and some red outs, every other color I could think of.
Same here. Every time I turn around, I went down to Auburn and you did the game, and they said it's an orange out. I said, I've done blackouts, red outs, scarlet outs, maize outs, white outs. I said, I'm all outed.
Yeah, I'm all outed, too. I get to the point when they have one of those, I just worry that I'm not wearing a tie that's got the color of one of the teams in it. So I don't get beat up on Twitter for what I'm wearing.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Because I'd said to them later, I said, there's no doubt who's number one who's broadcast the most whiteouts because I've done them all. He's second. That's why I said Brad's second.
Oh, man.
Oh. Well, hey, have a great one this weekend. I hope it works out where I get to see you next week, but it's always a pleasure, my friend. You're the best.
Thanks, Steve, and I'll be watching. I will be watching you guys before I have to go to work. We'll always have a monitor in the booth for that noon game. Can't wait.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Brad. Safe trip.
All right, buddy. See you later.
He is the best. I mean, and that's what I told the students. I said, look, that's the best in the business right there. And we've known each other for, what, 35 years or some number like that. And he's what's really great about him is that not only is he skilled and outstanding what he does, he's just down to earth, right? Just the kind of person you want to be around all the time. And that's who he is. Fabulous. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. I opted for Ford. It was a great choice. Right? People always wonder, like, how much pressure do you get when you go into a dealership? I walked in, they said, "Hey, Steve, what are you looking for?" I said, "Well, I said, I think I'm leaning toward Ford. I said, I've really done some research and looked at Explorer." I said, "Okay, hey, let's go over here. Now we have this one, and this one." That was the extent of the pressure. All right? At that point, I says, here, you want to take this one out, that one out? Yeah. Then we discussed, okay, you know, what does it have on it? There was a couple things I was looking for specifically. And believe it or not, one of them was navigation system. Because one of them I looked at, you need your phone as part of the navigation system, and the one I ended up getting had the navigation system built in. I just preferred that. Just a personal preference. So they worked with me to make sure I got into the vehicle I wanted to get in. That was it. Came to financing, came to getting the bumper-to-bumper. They worked everything out. All right? Process was great. It's going to be great for you. Yeah. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. The new product lines are great. Now, what about pre-owned inventory? I took some time to just look around the lot. I was buying new no matter what. But I wanted to see, since I was on the lot, about pre-owned inventory. I looked, they have a lot of it. And they go over with a fine-tooth comb. Thus, it eases the buying experience. And the service department, great. And Quick Lane is fabulous, by the way. But, you know, whether it's inspections, routine, difficult to handle it all. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Great to have you with us on the show today. And Brad's right about that. We could talk all we want about what we see on video. And we've talked about this before in the past, but there's something completely different about seeing somebody or a team in person. Right? And that's And you know it because you've lived it. I mean, I've lived it how many times? He's lived it how many times? There's just something different about it. And that's why, you know, when I asked him the first question, it was about, hey, it's one thing to see him in the video, now you've seen him in person. And that's exactly the key. Right? When you look at them in person, you have a different read and a different feel. I've never seen, for example, Jeremiah Smith play in person before, but I've seen Ibuka and Carnell Tate, and that gives me an impression about who they are and how good they are. Well, Smith, you watch the video, he's outstanding. Now it's going to be interesting to see him in person, because all the reports are, wow. Well, let's see how they handle wow. I'm anxious to find out. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
CBS News Brief. The presidential campaigning moves west today. Kamala Harris reacted to Donald Trump saying he would protect women whether they like it or not.
It actually is, I think, very offensive.
Trump is campaigning in New Mexico and Nevada. A Pennsylvania judge says he's putting on hold a lawsuit seeking to stop the $1 million voter giveaway by Elon Musk. A federal court is considering whether to take the case. The U.S. and South Korea today strongly condemned North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch. Security analyst Joe Cerencioni.
It's both the range and the solid fuel nature of this missile that makes it such a threat. And the fact that it's such a large missile means it can carry a pretty fairly heavy payload.
It has been a deadly day in the Middle East. Seven people have been killed in northern Israel by rockets fired from Lebanon. And Israel is warning people to evacuate more areas in southern Lebanon. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
The night is dark, the moon is full, and the spirits of Halloween are all around.
Make your October nights even more bewitching with spooky selections from fine wine and good spirits, like Ghost Tequila or Ghost Pines Wine. Explore bone-chilling bourbons, ghoulishly good gins, and other wicked picks in-store and online at FWGS.com. If you dare... Please enjoy responsibly.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Riddle with the Army Recruiting Center in Selinsgrove, Grove, Pennsylvania. This fall season, join the SBC Media Partners and the U.S. Army Recruiting Center at the Susquehanna Valley Mall for their second annual food drive, Feed Our Community. Help our local community by donating non-perishable food items at select stores in the mall starting on October 27th and running until November 24th. Look for the boxes and join the SBC Media Partners team with Susquehanna Valley Mall and the Army Recruiters on site. All donations will be taken to a local food bank. Together, let's give back to those who have a need in our area.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Such a clever name for the show. We were up for weeks trying to figure it out. I was kind of hoping we'd say it's Steve Jones Show featuring Todd Hummel. No?
Not if you want listeners, my friend.
Oh, come on. You're a draw? Okay. So, oops. Let's get to our high school roundtable. Greg Wetzel's been going first because, let's be honest, Lewisburg has been leading the way.
Yeah, good season for the Green Dragons.
It is. Now it's the absolute pressure time, though.
Exactly.
So here's that part where they're going to have to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
The way they played this season,
mm-hmm.
is this the kind of team that has shown you the ability to handle the pressure?
Yeah, I think, Steve, if you look at Lewisburg's games, the last three games in particular, they've been behind, tied, or tied at halftime. They've come out and dominated in the second half when they've had to get the job done. And now they lost to Shamokin, but they shut Shamokin down in the second half and had a chance to win it through an interception and were stopped on downs the one time. Against Mifflinburg, it was tied. They came out and put 28 points up in the second half, won 49-28. Against Montoursville, they were behind 12-7 at halftime. Came out and essentially shut Montoursville down in the second half. They scored in the last play of the game. So, yeah, I think they're ready for when every play sort of counts, you know, the way it is in postseason.
What has been the constant theme that shows up every time they win?
Defense. Their defense of just... They just lock people. They've locked people down in the second half. In the first half, I don't know what it is in the first half, but I wish they would play a game before they you know they start out the real game, because they're just a little slow on their assignments. Their tackling isn't as crisp as it is in the second half, and they come out in the second half and defensively they look like a different team.
Right.
Offensively, they do about the same thing. It's just the defense has given them the ball in better position. Field position is three and out. They have more of a chance to keep the ball, things like that. So mostly it's the defense that stands out for them.
How have you felt about the quarterback play as this thing's gone through?
The quarterback play for the Lewisburg right now is essentially he's a game manager, I think, Steve. And I hate to use that term, but he has not been asked to win a game yet this year. Probably the closest he came was Shamokin. And like I said, he threw an interception there. And he missed a touchdown pass on a slant. But other than that, he hasn't been asked to do too much this year. And I think that's probably the unknown going into districts, and if they get beyond districts, if they need to throw for 150 to 200 yards in a game, can they do it? They have the receivers to be able to do it. They have a Tyler Kitchens, they have a Nick Coleman, and they have a Xavier Carter that are just good Jalen Walker, just really good receivers. It's just getting the ball. They haven't had to yet because they're rushing attack has been so good.
Mistakes. We watched the World Series last night, and
watching
the World Series, what determined that was mistakes, right?
Correct, yes.
For the most part, has Lewisburg been a mistake-free football team?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Steve, they haven't made many physical errors this year. They have made some mental errors, like pre-snap penalties, but not many. But so, yes, I would say if they have four penalties in a game, that's a bad night for them. So they've really reduced their penalties this year. Turnovers, they've intercepted 15 passes on the year. They've only thrown four interceptions. They've recovered, I think it's 14 fumbles. They've only fumbled the ball six times. So their turnover margin is a lot. So physical mistakes, they haven't made a lot. They made some mental mistakes, but nothing that's really hurt them in any of the games.
Yeah, plus 19 giveaway, takeaway wins a lot of games.
You're darn right it does. Yeah, that's exactly right. And they played well. Their secondary's tackled well, and they've broken up a lot of passes, too. So I think they really feel confident with their defense right now. It's a question, can their offense get going in the first half and score some points?
All right, so when they get to this game,
mm-hmm.
all right,
yep.
What do you consider to be just the critical matchups in something like this?
Well, I think it's going to be the offensive line for Lewisburg against the front seven of Mount Carmel. I assume Mount Carmel, because Mount Carmel played Milton
right.
earlier in the year and beat them pretty handily.
Right.
I think that's going to be the key matchup. Our offensive front against the front seven of Mount Carmel, and vice versa, Mount
right.
Carmel's line against our front seven. I think that's the key to the game. Whoever can force the other team to throw, I think we'll have the leg up in this game.
Well, how do you view Milton Mount Carmel then?
I think Mount Carmel should win pretty easily. Like mm-hmm. I said, they won pretty easily during the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to hold true. Mount Carmel's played well. Now, the only difference, though, Steve, is Mount Carmel's coming off a tough mm-hmm. loss to Shamokin. You know, they lost 21-0
right.
to Shamokin.
Right.
It's the first time Shamokin beat him in like 29 years, something like that.
Wow.
So it's how they mentally handle that coming off. And again, it's playing a team for the second time.
Yeah.
How are they mentally into the game? But I think playing it at Mount Carmel in front of their fans, it's going to, I think that Mount Carmel should win
yeah.
that game.
Right. Shamokin, by the yep. way, has Athens to start out. So
yes, yeah, and I think Shamokin probably should beat Athens too.
They would be the quote prohibitive favorite.
Oh yes, yeah. I just talked to Todd prior to getting on. I thought one of the best games was going to be Montoursville Mifflinburg.
Yeah,
but the way it looks, the Mucina kid isn't. It might not be playing, and if that's the case, Montoursville is going to have to start a freshman quarterback and. I think that will give an decided advantage to Mifflinburg. But I thought that would be a real good game.
How interested, as an aside, that Southern Columbia is a four seed?
I think that's a team no one wants to play, Steve.
Well, Hughesville is the one that has to.
Yeah, I think Hughesville was wishing they'd be a six seed instead of a four seed.
No kidding.
I mean, the five.
Should have lost a game.
yeah, but I think Southern's going to be, I think they're going to be hard to take out. And even though Troy has a really nice team and they're ranked number one in the state,
yep.
it's playoff time, and Southern knows how to win in playoffs.
Greg, you're the best. Appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Yep. Okay, see you then. Yep, bye-bye.
Next week we'll have a game to talk about with Lewisburg. We do have a game to talk about with Sealands Grove because they've got Jersey Shore. Steve, how are you? How you been?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing great. Yes,
congratulations. Congratulations. What was it, your son that got married last week?
Yes, down in Annapolis. My son Corey and married a great girl, Kendall Garden, and we had a great weekend. It was really neat.
Yeah, well, congratulations from all of us to you. That's just tremendous.
Thanks so much.
So now you get to come back and playoff game between Selins Grove and Jersey Shore. Selins Grove is not coming off its grade A performance of the year against Danville. but it's also playoff time. So let's talk about where do you think Selins Grove is as a team going in? Just concentrating on them.
They're probably exactly, I mean, who was it, Parcells, that says you are what your record says you are?
Yeah.
They're 5-5 and probably should be. I mean, they beat, as we go back here, they beat some decent teams up, but kind of got whacked by the teams that probably should have beaten them. All of them, including Danville last week, are teams that are ranked in the state. You know, it's the one thing, and I said this to Matt Wenrick, the head coach at Selins Grove, a while back. I said, Matt, you're gonna take some lumps with these playing these teams, but I think eventually it'll pay off, and it's kind of the tradition that Selins Grove has. I overheard your talk with Greg. I mean, they played, you know, 15 games last year, and when you're playing that deep into the playoffs, you get that extra practices. And even this week, you know, they're a huge underdog going up to Thompson Street Stadium once again at Jersey Shore against a Jersey Shore team that has lost three, but all three of the games that they play, teams that they've lost to, are doggone good teams. So it's a huge challenge, but it's so fun and neat to be involved in this at this time of the year. I think they got to relish it.
Yeah, because they last played in week three, and Jersey Shore, enough to tell you, won the game 55-21. When you get into a situation like that, Steve, where it is somebody you played before and it didn't go well, what can you learn out of that that you can maybe apply this time through?
Well, I think the big thing is always go back to fundamentals. Obviously, look at the game. You did this. You did this. Do this better. You know, go right down the line. But I think both teams are in different states that they were in back earlier in the season, meaning due to injury, what have you. But this is, you know, Jersey Shore is much like Southern Columbia of late. You know, they've done very well in the playoffs, played for a state title all within the last 5 years. This is a quality team, and I think the Seals know that more so than anybody. When you play a team twice, going back to the team that wins first time, my goodness, it's tough to win a game. It's very tough to beat a team twice. So they got to, maybe they have that on their favor, but it's a young, kind of a banged up football team right now. Kind of got it together 2 weeks ago against Berwick in a great fashion. I think the best game they played against a decent Berwick team that was on a roll. But then they lost a couple guys through injury again. They're not real deep. It's kind of number-wise, I think they're down in the 30s, which is unheard of for the Selins Grove program. But,
right,
you know, it is what it is, and they got to do it.
When Selins Grove has won, what have been the constants that allowed them to win?
Well, Bastion is their best player, and he's a great receiver. He's done everything on offense, you know, Wildcat. He's played the quarterback position as a full passing quarterback. The strength of when they win is their defense. They're still very stout on defense. What's caught up to them, Steve, is when you're playing these bigger schools and you know, programs that are, you know, that have won a lot this year, I would say you probably look back at them and they don't have many kids going both ways, right? And that's what Selins Grove's come down to, that they've lost that edge where a bunch of their top players only play one side of the ball, especially on the lines. So I think that's caught up to them this year, more so in the past. They still got awfully tough kids. They're very well coached. They have tradition. They're going to go up and battle with, with Jersey Shore, no question about it. Very much undermanned this week. I think there's going to be another freshman that's going to make a starting lineup. But, yet, it bodes for the future. Let's see what they can do.
Always a pleasure. And, again, congratulations from us to you and your great family. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. And, of course, I don't think anybody has to say it in Pennsylvania. Let's go. Nittany. Big one.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty big game, yeah. Appreciate it, Steve.
All righty. Take care. Thank you.
Steve Briggs joining us on the show. By the way, on the coaches show tonight, Jack Ham will be on in the opening half hour. Then it'll be James Franklin. So it's all football tonight all the way through. Okay. All right. Take a break. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com, the best in the business. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Best in... They do a great job being the best in the business when it comes to making sure you're fully insured. They're the best in the business when it comes to saving you money. Best in the business when it comes to customer service. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. So, by the way, Zen Mahalski, the guy that filled in at left tackle last week for the injured Josh Simmons, filled in for him in the final part of the Oregon game, then last week against Nebraska. It looks like he's going to be a no-go for the game. Now, how they handle it, I don't know. In the game, they took Jackson, the left guard, and moved him to the left tackle, and took Montgomery, the backup left guard, and moved him into the lineup. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, do they take, for example, do they do that? We'll see. Or do they take Fryer? Okay. The right tackle and make him the left tackle and move the right tackle up. I don't know. That'll be something we'll watch for and warm up as to who is going to how they're going to line up front. But it looks like Mahalski's going to be a no-go. He's not going to make it. And now we get to see. And, you know, warm-ups, this will be an interesting warm-up because everybody's going to sit there and go, okay, what does the Ohio State offensive line look like? Okay, left, center, right, okay.
Okay. What about the quarterback for Penn State? All right, take a look at him. Okay. What about the right tackle? Okay. What about the defensive ends? There's going to be a lot of people watching warm-ups on Saturday, I can tell you that. More than usual.
I know you're not on Twitter, but yes, last evening on Twitter, as soon as Drew Allar took that handoff and whatever drill they were doing and he was practicing, there must have been 20 different videos of him practicing yesterday.
Well, I mean, that was the running joke at practice yesterday. Like when they opened the gate, it was going to be an instant vroom to one part of the practice field. And it was. And it was. Yeah.
Hey, you know as well as I do, that's the most important question in everybody's mind around here.
No. If I'm there working it, of course I'm sitting there going over to look. Right? I think we counted that there were five people over on the defensive side of the field. It's like, okay. Yeah. And that's because they had somebody else with them that was already covering offense. But that became one of those, okay, here we go. Right.
I'm not saying this is happening, but even if he wasn't going to play, if he was capable of doing something that like that, don't you show Ohio State him in practice just in case?
That's a really good question. I've never seen James do that before. Man. I've never seen him do that before. I mean, the periods that they're in for practice, they don't change much what they do, whether it's personnel or not. Now, there may be somebody, for example, like there could be somebody in the training room. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? Which, if nobody were at practice, they would have been in the training room anyway and then come out later and work. Maybe that's happened before. But that's not being deceptive. In other words, if nobody was there, the same thing would have happened. He doesn't really change. I've never seen him change anything in practice when the media has been let in. They pretty much do what they would do on a Wednesday during those periods with the same personnel. So I've never seen him do that. If anybody I know, that'd be me. I've been there for almost all of them. So it was nice to see Jason Kabinda out of practice yesterday. Marcus Allen was at practice yesterday. That's not going to change much today, but tomorrow will be. There'll be probably a lot of Letterman tomorrow at practice.
I was going to say, I saw Marcus and Jason were there because they apparently did Mike Poorman's class this morning as well.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yes.
Good. Oh, good. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.